back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara, here with Assistant Director of Community Development, Chad Bunger from City of Manhattan. And I believe we have another caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, we got property down there. We got a house that's built in 1870. As far as I know, that house has never been flooded. It got flooded this time. Now, you can talk about all this rain, and I agree with that. But there's one thing you guys did, which I think exacerbates the problem, and that's put a ditch in right north of Cumberland Road, concrete ditch, to take that water from that development up there north of Anderson Avenue. What happened? That water come down there and hit the water coming from the west, and it pretty much stalemated and went right south into my property. Now, back in 10 and 11, we had flooding in there, and it was pretty severe, but it never got up to the house. This time, it went into the basement. We got to clean all that crap out of there and went across the road. The road's never been flooded up there. Never. So, I mean, what you guys did there, I mean, might be okay for X amount of inches of water, but in this case, it sure as hell didn't do much of anything other than exacerbate the whole flooding problem. And you talk about firing people out. A lot of us ain't going to sell out, I guarantee you. What we're interested from you folks is to figure out a way of slowing that water down from the north and the south and the west. That's what you need to be doing and figuring that out pretty daggum quick. Thanks a lot.
Your response regarding that that ditch.
Well, first, I'm sorry. I know it doesn't probably carry a whole lot of weight, but I'm truly sorry that him and his family have had to go through that. I know that ditch. As I said earlier, any development has some sort of impact on the flood. We work real hard to try not to have that much impact. That area to the north did go through and was analyzed and designed with the idea that it would collect that water, put it to a focal to a point where it would then meter it out to have the same release rate. So there's going to be more water running off that property for sure, because you have roads and rooftops and those sort of things. But the idea is it collects there and then is designed to meter out. And there is not, other than Tuttle Creek Reservoir and the levee, there isn't an infrastructure element in the city of Manhattan designed for that kind of storm. You break everyone's bank trying to design for that. To his point about decreasing the flow of water upstream, I think that is a long-term solution. It won't be cheap. It won't be easy because you have a lot of folks you have to deal with. We've proposed, or we've looked at a couple of basins on Fort Riley, which you're dealing with one landowner, has like 30% of the watershed. So that's a good start, and it would do some good for most storms down the way to detain that water. You work with the federal government, it comes with its own. And the Army and the Corps of Engineers, they all come with their own bits of challenges. But it's nothing we couldn't work around. So it's something we're certainly looking at for sure. It's a partnership we have to continue to grow with Riley County and Fort Riley. They're already great partners. But unfortunately, Manhattan and the area immediately around it on Wildcat Creek is the bottom 10% of a very big watershed. And so we can only do so much, and that's a horrible answer, and I wish I had a different answer, but that's kind of the reality. Is we can only control so much destiny of water when it comes from Wildcat Creek into Manhattan. Everything else, we have to partner with some other entities and private property owners to make that happen, and that takes time and money and energy. And I think we're committed to doing it. I know we're committed to doing it, but it won't be done tomorrow.
And in regards to that, would that be, you mentioned the projects up on Fort Riley, would that be in regards to that dam that was proposed?
Or yeah.
Talked about?
Yep. We presented a couple, several weeks ago to Riley County and the city of Manhattan. Yeah, they'd be dry basins, so a dam, but it wouldn't hold any water other than immediately after a rainstorm. So fill up and meter out from the bottom and slowly drain out. So, yeah, we've talked about those things for sure.
And I guess we have another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for your efforts. You're a very eloquent speaker, and you're able to guide the discussion to putting it off on everybody else. But this is, we are reaping the rewards of Manhattan, Kansas conservative thinking and lack of planning and maintenance over the years. Now, the ponds that you have through Manhattan that have recently been put in to control the runoff from K-State parking lot down through the Board of Health and the Tecumseh area, in this massive rainstorm, you did not flood out the cars on Tecumseh. It proves the concept of having the small ponds in. And I repeated myself again. My uncle down in Chautauqua County owned most of Chautauqua County, and they came in and put small ponds in there all over the property, value added, the livestock, the whole routine, and that helped stop the flooding on the Caney River down there. You can do the same thing here, this side of the fence from Fort Riley, and value added to the property for future livestock, future whatever, and slow down that water flow. And yes, the concrete speeds up the water flow headed down, but so does the small bridges under the railroad track down there to get the water out of here. You know, shame on us for flooding Topeka, but you know, if those things are going to happen, it's got to be some progressive planning and execution, but we'll be right back. This is the third flood just recently. We'll be right back to it again. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Thank you for that call. Could you talk a little bit about the retention ponds that have been put up around town, and especially in regards to the way he was talking about there?
Yeah, no, I appreciate those comments, I apologize if it comes off that I was trying to deflect any of that. I think we've taken some pretty big ownership in what we can do in terms of flooding for Wildcat Creek and other areas. But, again, we're one of three entities and then private property owners, so we try as best we can, but we have some limitations ahead of us. We've done some basin improvements pretty much every tributary that flows into Wildcat Creek that is within the city limits. We have some oversized retention ponds that we put in before this latest flood map, and so we were able to compare the design of those things and how they operate to the flood maps, both pre-construction and after construction, and they have proven to work. They have mitigated the flood risk there. And then the most recent one is in Seco Park. We've built some basins there, and they're proven to work real well and decrease that flood risk there. I think he's exactly right. Those small ponds can make a big difference. And they have proven that within the city of Manhattan, because those tributaries still got the same amount of rain, but those tributaries didn't cause any issues, so.
I think that's it for us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in. Chad Bunger, Assistant Director of Community Development for the City of Manhattan. You can find this episode archived on our website, News Radio KMAN, under In Focus or On Demand. Thank you very much.
All right, Nick, thank you. It's now 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan.
Don't get complacent. Stay on guard.
That's today's advice.